when COVID happened.
Right.
So they were, them and at the time, lots of other designers, including some in Japan, invited me to Tokyo.
Wow.
And I'm like, yes, that's awesome. but COVID kept taking them. So I was supposed to do New York, mm-hmm. Los Angeles, Chicago, Tokyo at that point, uh-huh. and I'll fall through.
Wow.
And so I kept up with it. I kept in touch with everyone. I kept, doing my workouts.
Yes,
you have to. Yes. Starving a little bit, eating lots of stuff. I don't starve at all, but, and please don't do that if, for anything.
Don't try this.
It's not good. Yeah, I got an A in nutrition in college. It's totally not good for you, I promise. So,
yeah, you look great. I remember I saw one of your photos. You were like in a wedding kind of sort of dress.
Is that part of the
modeling gig that you
Yeah, that was Los Angeles Fashion Week just at the end of March. And so I got to go to L.A., after New York. New York was February. And then March, we went to Los Angeles and did the runway there and did some photo shoots the day after in Beverly Hills, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. I got to wear four different outfits and a bunch of accessories from three different companies. And the wedding dress is from Aquatico Clothing Company. I love it.
You look very sexy in it.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm getting, I don't know if you know, but I'm getting married by the end of, before October.
Wow. Really?
So,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's why they put me in a wedding dress. They're like, yeah, we're going to put you in a wedding dress.
Yeah. Manifest, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So how did you get involved with the trans clothing company?
Any aspiring model or actress or just influencer of any kind, really, I think you should spend a lot of time on Instagram. people are more serious about work-related things there compared to Facebook, for instance. Right. And I have gotten so much work.
Do you have an agent right now that gives you those
I'm not signed anywhere. I don't have a contract, but... Electra Models has helped me a lot just really since Los Angeles, and they hooked me up with some designers that I'll be walking for at Miami Swim Week in July, and then New York again, and Los Angeles and San Francisco. So I'll be doing multiple designers at each of those fashion weeks.
So if our audience or listener are curious about your work and stuff, where can they find you?
The best place to find me right now, I have a .com, it's just libbywolf.com, but don't go there yet. Go there soon.
Not yet.
Because it's under construction. Okay. Again, I don't get to sleep.
Well,
so
we have a website designer.
Hey, I need
so
help.
You guys can connect. Yeah, so she can help you.
Anyone, please, I'm begging.
So website is not, then where should
I need like tabs for each of the things I do.
Yes,
and stuff
many
like
tabs.
That.
Many tabs.
Yeah.
So not website, but where should we?
My main presence where you can get to everything in one location is on Linktree. And I think most of us have probably heard of that. Yeah. And I think we'll put up my Linktree link at the end of this video and click on it.
Okay.
And it's pretty simple. It's just Linktree, with my name, Libby Wolf.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And it has links to, for instance, articles that have come out, including me in Forbes magazine.
Yes.
That was a big one. I'm like, yay,
yes.
Forbes.
That's
epic.
That's big time. Yeah.
She
has a very long link tree. And so we encourage you to go look at it from the interviews and her telling her story in various places and the Forbes with other trans models, which is very amazing and exciting to see that.
And please add this interview to your link tree too. Okay.
I absolutely will, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah. And with TCC, Trans Clothing Company, it's an important company regardless, because everyone involved is either trans or non-binary, gender non-conforming.
I love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes.
So, and we made it all the way to New York Fashion Week at Sony Hall, which to me was just a dream come true, really.
Amazing.
Of course.
Amazing.
Yeah. I love
that it's, of course, the name is Trans Clothing Company. It's not anything created, just it's there. It's bold, it's in front of you, and here we are, and we're not going anywhere.
It's, Exactly. It's in your face to let everyone know.
Exactly.
Trans-specific. The things are designed to fit us, of course, which we have lots of trouble with.
Yes.
Right.
Upper body for the most part, anyway, fitting certain things.
Right.
But I really love it. The designer, her name, actually their name, they're non-binary, is Melissa K. Atkinson.
Okay.
Do they have online stores or where people can find them? Do you know?
Yeah, you can just look up Trans Clothing Company. Mm-hmm. I think it's .net or .shop. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
No, you can just we'll put it in the notes.
Yeah, we'll find it in the notes.
All right.
Yeah, maybe it's .co.
Yeah.